In a typical sports week, Peyton Manning going to Denver as a free agent or the Broncos shipping Tim Tebow to New York would be top of the show news, but this is not your typical sports week. Manning is reported to have signed a 5-year, $96 million contract with Denver earlier this week. Tebow will be traded to the New York Jets today after the expected resolution of technicalities with his contract. How will the 36-year-old Manning, who had spent his 14-year career quarterbacking the Colts, fare a mile above sea level? And how will Tebow mesh with the historically reserved and reverent Jets fandom? Joining me to consider the tales of two quarterbacks is Lindsay Jones of the Denver Post. Lindsay, are Broncos fans excited?
Broncos fans are very excited, although it has been a bittersweet week because Tim Tebow's beloved here. The ride that he took the Broncos on in 2011 was probably the most exciting thing that's happened to this franchise since John Elway retired right after winning the second of two back-to-back Super Bowls back in the late 90s. You know, they went on the six-game winning streak. They won a playoff game, and then they went to New England and fell flat on their faces in the divisional round of the playoffs. But there was always kind of a sense that it could end at any time and how he would develop as the long-term quarterback that they were looking for. This is a city that's been looking for the franchise quarterback since the day that John Elway retired in January of 1999. And with Peyton Manning, they think they finally have it.
It sounds as if you're very optimistic. Is there reason to believe the Broncos are now ready to make a run at the Super Bowl?
Well, there's still a lot of questions with this team, especially on defense. Those are issues that they're working to address in free agency and will certainly have to address in the draft. But the AFC West is definitely winnable. The Broncos won it at 8-8 last year and with fairly questionable quarterback play. So there's reason to believe that once they upgrade the quarterback play, they should be able to make a significant run in the AFC.
I understand that Broncos Executive Vice President John Elway was instrumental in luring Manning away from San Francisco and from Tennessee. What was Elway's method?
It was a non-high-pressure approach. Peyton Manning decided to take his first visit to Denver in large part because he already had a personal relationship with John Elway, and he also knew John Fox, the head coach here. And John Elway was able to relate to Peyton Manning on a different level because John played 16 years in the NFL. He was able to kind of retire on his own terms, and he was really able to imagine what it would have been like for him if all of a sudden he was at 36 years old just having to go out and look for a new team.
Tim Tebow was Denver's first-round draft pick in 2010. He took over starting quarterback. He led the floundering Broncos to the playoffs last season after a miserable 2-5 start under Kyle Orton. How did Tebow's stock fall so quickly in Denver?
There was always kind of a sense that there was some sort of magic going along with this. Even in the midst of that six-game winning streak, it wasn't like you were looking at tremendous quarterback play by any means. The win against Miami in Tebow's first start, it was as bad a football as you've ever seen for 3.5 quarters. And then a wild final 3 minutes where they came back from 15 points down and then ended up winning that game in overtime. Tebow inspired the team. He sparked the team. He led them on these crazy fourth-quarter comebacks. You can never look at those games as a whole and say, all right, he's got it. He's figured it out. He's definitely going to be a great quarterback.
How well do you think Tim Tebow's going to do in New York with the Jets?
He's going to go in there and be the backup guy, a guy that they're going to use. If he comes in there and he scores some touchdowns, and if Mark Sanchez struggles like he did in 2011, it could be a very, very interesting situation in quarterback controversy going on in New York in the NFL's biggest stage.
Lindsay Jones covers the Broncos for the Denver Post. Lindsay, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.